KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Doug Towne help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
There's been a lot of hail damage in the area, and your car has taken its fair share of torture. Bring it into Atlantic Collision Center in Atlantic for your free estimate. We work with all major insurance companies. With our paintless dent removal service, you'll never know there was any damage in the first place. Plus, we have rental vehicles, so you don't have to worry about not having any transportation. You could take your vehicle someplace else, but you've already had one accident. Give Atlantic Collision Center a call at 243-7757 in Atlantic. Or come see us at our new location, 1500 Southwest 7th Street, across the street from Henningsen Construction.
A deep core of running backs should take some of the pressure off of Iowa senior Mark Wiseman this season. Wiseman led the Hawkeyes with 975 yards on the ground in 2013, but more than 600 of those came in the first five games of the season. Wiseman says all of the running backs bring something different to the offense.
Jordan obviously brings that quickness and agility to it. Damon does that too as well, and he's not afraid to get in their power with the power game too, and LaShawn's good at everything, really. He really is. He's a big guy, but he's got great feet, great vision out there, and everyone definitely brings something good to the table and can help this team in a big way.
And they'll all benefit from running behind an experienced offensive line.
It's fun to run behind them. Absolutely, it's fun to run behind them. They make the job easy for any of us running backs out there, and it's a good thing to have. It's how you win games up front.
Iowa's coming off an 8-win season and has a lot of experience, but Wiseman says that does not guarantee success this season.
It's hard to tell. We have a lot of guys returning. We had a lot of guys that left. That's how it happens every year. And right now is when we build a team. And I'm excited to see what we can do.
Iowa opens up their season August 30th at home against UNI. You can catch Hawkeye football all season long here on KJAN. Ohio State says quarterback Braxton Miller will miss the 2014 season after re-injuring his throwing shoulder. The school says he will require surgery. The two-time Big Ten Player of the Year left practice in pain Monday after making a throw. The senior and three-year starter partially tore the labrum in his right shoulder in a loss to Clemson at the Orange Bowl. He had surgery, did not face contact in spring practice, and was held out of several practices this month due to soreness. Redshirt freshman J.T. Barrett is Miller's top backup and will likely be the starter in the August 30th opener against Navy in Baltimore. Well, Browns coach Mike Pettine has not picked his starting quarterback as he had planned. Brian Hoyer and rookie Johnny Manziel haven't convinced him that they deserve the job. Pettine had been expected to announce whether Hoyer or Manziel, the hyped rookie, would start the September 7th opener at Pittsburgh. But the decision has been delayed and could carry through to Cleveland's third preseason game on Saturday. Pettine says the coaching staff will meet tomorrow night and could then choose a starter. Elsewhere around training camps, the Pittsburgh Steelers are planning to re-sign defensive end Brett Kiesel to bolster a reconfigured line that has struggled to produce much of anything in the first 2 weeks of the preseason. The Steelers decided not to re-sign Kiesel in the offseason after the 35-year-old finished with four sacks in 12 games in 2013, but the D-line has been unimpressive in the preseason. New York Jets have placed rookie wide receiver Shaquelle Evans on season-ending injured reserve after he underwent shoulder surgery. He was a fourth-round draft pick out of UCLA. NFL teams can carry 10 players on their practice squads for the next two seasons. That's a change the league and the players' union agreed to as an increase in the number of practice squads, in the number of players on the practice squads now increases by two. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
There's been a lot of hail damage in the area, and your car has taken its fair share of torture. Bring it into Atlantic Collision Center in Atlantic for your free estimate. We work with all major insurance companies. With our paintless dent removal service, you'll never know there was any damage in the first place. Plus, we have rental vehicles, so you don't have to worry about not having any transportation. You could take your vehicle someplace else, but you've already had one accident. Give Atlantic Collision Center a call at 243-7757 in Atlantic, or come see us at our new location, 1500 Southwest 7th Street, across the street from Henningsen Construction.
In baseball, John Jay was hit by a pitch from J.J. Hoover with the bases loaded in the ninth inning. That lifted the St. Louis Cardinals to a 5-4 win over the Cincinnati Reds last night. Matt Holliday drew a leadoff walk to start the winning rally. He advanced to third on Matt Adams' single. After Peter Borges ran for Holliday, Johnny Peralta walked to load the bases. Hoover then plunked Jay to force in Borges with the winning run. Pat Neshek pitched one inning of scoreless relief as the Cardinals won for the fifth time in six games and remained 2.5 games back of Milwaukee in the National League Central. Elsewhere in National League play last night, it was Washington over Arizona 8-1. Atlanta beat Pittsburgh 11-3. Chicago over San Francisco in 4.5 innings, a game shortened by rain, 2-0. Cubs win. Dodgers beat San Diego 8-6. In the American League, Houston beat the Yankees 7-4. Detroit down Tampa Bay in 11 innings, 8-6. The Angels over Boston 4-3. Baltimore beat the White Sox 5-1. Cleveland outscored Minnesota 7-5. Omar Infante had three doubles and drove in four runs to help the streaking Kansas City Royals beat the Colorado Rockies 7-4 last night. James Shields pitched six solid innings to get the win for the Royals, who have now won 21 of 26 after getting to Colorado rookie Tyler Matzik in the seventh. Matzik came into Tuesday with a 9.6 ERA in August, but was having his best outing since blanking Pittsburgh over seven innings on July 26th when he ran into trouble with two outs in the seventh. Matzik got the first two outs before allowing a pinch-hit single to Josh Willingham and then walking Nori Aoki. Adam Ottavino came on and gave up consecutive doubles to Infante and Salvador Perez to give the Royals a 4-2 lead. The Royals scored three more runs in the eighth off Colorado's bullpen as Infante had a two-run double with the bases loaded. In other interleague action last night, Oakland beat the New York Mets 6-2, Milwaukee over Toronto 6-1, Miami down Texas in 10 innings 4-3, Seattle beat Philadelphia 5-2. The St. Louis Cardinals have put second baseman Mark Ellis on the 15-day disabled list with a left oblique strain retroactive to August 15th. Infielder Greg Garcia was recalled from AAA Memphis before last night's game against Cincinnati. The 37-year-old Ellis has not played since last Thursday against the Padres. He made four starts after rookie Colton Wong returned from the disabled list on July 6th. The 25-year-old Garcia was hitting .275 with eight homers and 40 RBIs in 103 games at Memphis. The left-hander is batting .367 in August. Garcia appeared in seven games earlier in the season and was 2-for-10 with an RBI. He was hit by a pitch in the 12th inning for the game-winning RBI against the Cubs on May 13th. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Salt Lake beating the Iowa Cubs 4-2 and Las Vegas downed Omaha by a final of 10-4. And while Kevin Durant takes a step back, the U.S. national team is moving forward. The reigning MVP and leading scorer stunned the Americans when he decided to withdraw after practicing with the team during its first week of training camp. Now that they've had time to get over the surprise, they aren't dwelling on it. U.S. coach Mike Krzyzewski says, "I'm through talking about Kevin," as the Americans practiced for the upcoming Basketball World Cup. Krzyzewski said, "We're done with that. We're on to this group. And what a coach does, a coach coaches who he has, not who he doesn't have." Coach K added, "You're married, you're with that woman, you're not thinking about who you dated." Durant pulled out August 7th, shortly after the Americans finished working out in Las Vegas, where a year earlier he announced his plans to play for the team this summer. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Dougtown help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.